Let the Lower Lights Be Burning, words and music by Philip P. Bliss. On a dark, stormy night, when the waves rolled like mountains and not a star was to be seen, a boat, rocking and plunging, neared the Lorraine Harbor at Cleveland. "Are you sure this is Cleveland?" asked the captain, seeing the light from the lighthouse. "Quite sure," replied the pilot. "But where are the Lower Lights?"
"They are out, sir."
"Can you make it?"
"We must, sir, or we'll perish." With a strong hand and a brave heart, the old pilot turned the wheel, but, alas, in the darkness he missed the channel, and with a crash upon the rocks, the boat was slivered and many lives were lost in a watery grave. It was D.L. Moody who was preaching and using as an illustration this story that had first appeared in the Chicago papers. It was an actual account by the boat's captain, who had been one of the few fortunate enough to escape death. Behind the tragedy that night was a story by then known to most of those in the audience, a story of careless negligence, not intended to cause a tragedy, but it did. Let me tell it to you as it was relayed by...